Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up. You're about to behold a sight so strange, so horrifying, so utterly monstrous that I urge you who are easily frightened or upset, who suffer from nervous disorders, weak hearts or queasy stomachs, who experience nightmares, or any children under the age of 16, to forego witnessing this exhibit. There are only two kinds of freaks, ladies and gentlemen, those created by God and those made by man. The creature in this pit is a living, breathing menace to society, a true freak of nature. A New Jersey legislator who actually believes that criminals should be punished. Look if you must, folks, but please keep your hands and feet out of the pit. Now turn your attention to center stage and welcome to our show, the pride of Jersey City, New Jersey, the safest place on earth. 53-year-old Pamela Miller. Count 'em, folks, count 'em. 27 convictions, 9 aliases, 50 arrests. Yes, folks, almost one arrest for every year she's been alive. Watch now as she shoplifts 8 men's shirts, 3 pairs of headphones, 1 shoulder bag, 3 sets of cushions, and a pocket full of jewelry, all in one fell swoop. Will she be convicted and jailed in New Jersey? Her chances of going free are far better than the average tourist not getting shot to death on the streets of gun-free Atlantic City. And now, folks, I'm gonna do a little magic trick for ya. To accomplish this trick, I'm going to need some assistance from the crowd. You, ma'am, would you kindly bring your hand back to the stage? Now imagine, folks, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and we're sitting in the bar of the W Hotel in Hoboken, New Jersey. And now, madam, I'm going to ask you to kindly place your handbag full of cash and valuables directly on the floor, and then kindly turn your back and walk away to the bathroom. And when you return, your purse and all of its contents will have magically disappeared right before your very eyes, just like the 5,100, yes, 5,100 violent criminals who walked away from New Jersey halfway houses in the past few years. New Jersey, the greatest show on earth. Come see for yourself.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
Okay, I'm going to exercise executive privilege today, and I'm not going to talk.
That's pretty good.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
I had lunch with Scott Bach and Andy Pinelli last week, and I forgot to tell you, you were invited again. Yeah. It was really good, too. We went to Rita and Joe's in Jersey City, which
Did
is Evan Knappen.
Did you use my credit card again, too?
Yes, it's Evan Knappen. Well, you got an Etch-A-Sketch. It's Evan Knappen's favorite restaurant.
Rita and Joe's, yeah.
One real quick news. On the left coast in L.A. last week, a 47-year-old guy drowned in his pool. And what happened was they found him dead in the bottom of his pool. I don't want to mention names or anything, but the cause of death was he had a raft that he floated around in a pool that was made entirely of police nightsticks. And he slipped off of it. And he drowned in it. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Must be talking about Rodney King.
Oh, shit.
That's
so
pretty good.
We're off that subject now. I want to commend.
Was he floating face up or face down?
I don't know. It's bad. It's bad. I want to commend all of the new media out there for the past year
finally,
of being vigilant with this whole Fast and Furious thing.
Oh, yeah. They've
You know, they talk about Operation Wide Receiver with George Bush, which was the same type of thing. But the Mexican government was in on that, and no guns were lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, Holder and Obama. Obama really just showed his cards now by using executive privilege, because now they're saying that the White House knew about it and they're protecting it.
Yeah, invoking executive privilege, that's exactly what he's saying.
Yes. I think it couldn't have come at a better time with the reelection campaign right around the corner. So I'd love to, you know, smack a few of these guys in the back of the head that were responsible for this. But last week I spent about 2 hours visiting all the major media websites for news, and believe it or not, CNN, ABC, and NBC in their articles, they say that the guns recovered at the Brian Terry murder scene may have been Fast and Furious guns. Well, I got to tell you something right now. You're all effing liars, and you should look in the mirror in the morning, because Brian Terry's dead, and the ATF confirmed that those were gun-walking guns at the scene that killed Brian Terry.
Absolutely.
This ain't Watergate, where we had some lower-level guys break into an office to get records. Brian Terry and what's his name? Jaime
Zapata.
Zapata. They're dead, and we don't know who else is dead. And, you know, Holder wants it covered up, giving us paperwork and then retracting it. I want to commend Isla and Grassley. I want to commend them for being vigilant and pushing this. And I hope that it's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
And you know what? If it wasn't for new media like this, you never would have heard about this. Because look at how the lamestream media. In the mainstream media, all you have is NBC, CBS, ABC, and nobody is really NBC is just a shill for the Obama administration.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. But you know what? They screwed up, because this executive privilege thing pushed it up. All the major media outlets have to report this now because it's news. All right. Of course, they're going to twist it, but they have to report it. So F them. Wake up. If it was their son or daughter that died, I look at Brian Terry's mom when she's crying at his funeral that he was killed because our ATF agents, at the direction of the White House down, were pushing guns illegally across the Mexican border, and then they lost them.
All for the purpose of trumping up the phony numbers that Clinton et al. Have always been touting.
Correct.
That there are 90% or 90,000 million guns going across the Iron Highway into Mexico from the gun shops.
And I watched the video when Obama spoke in 2007 and he chastised then-President Bush for using executive privilege and doesn't believe it should be used by the president. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened now?
Well,
all right, Barry, what's going on?
I guess when you got it as your tool, you could use it. Right?
You know, while we're talking about major politics, in November we have a huge Senate election coming up, okay? Well, we in New Jersey are always screwed. We're getting so many listeners from out of state now that are listening. They don't know what our real plight is here.
Yeah.
But this November, we have a choice. The two front runners are Che, a.k.a. Bobby Menendez, for Democrat, for our senator.
Yeah.
And then we have Joe Carrillos, who's a friend of Christie.
Nobody.
Oh. No, he's a friend of Christie.
Oh, yeah.
Christie's in mourning right now because they're throwing the grease trucks off of the Rutgers campuses, by the way.
No.
Yeah, they're getting rid of the
Twinkie band?
Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
My God.
Now, let me tell you our plight, listeners. Bobby Menendez is F-rated by the NRA, and Joe Carrillos is C-minus rated by the NRA.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to choose Joe Carrillos. Now, Ron Sousa, a sponsor, tried to broker a deal. I'm going to say it out loud for our 250,000 listeners. I want Joe Carrillos to step forward and come on Gun for Hire Radio. I want him to state what he's going to promise us as gun owners. And in return, we will give him a couple of 100,000 New Jersey votes so he could beat Bobby Menendez in a Senate seat. And if he lies to us, we'll have it on tape and we'll recall the bastard.
Well, you know what bothers me about this guy, though, Ant? This guy thinks that the Second Amendment is all about sporting goods. You know, you can tell how ignorant he is.
Correct.
And his people are, you know, every time you try to educate him, his people kind of push you away.
Of course, because they want to say shit that's going to appeal to the masses. Yeah. It's time for us in New Jersey.
To be the masses.
We have to be the masses. Right. We have to get off our asses.
Right.
Okay?
You're absolutely right.
We have to be the masses right now. To be the masses, we have to get off our asses.
Ooh, that's a new slogan.
Yes. I see it happening, but not enough.
No.
And here we go. Menendez or Carrillo. And you know, Ken Kaplan is running as an independent. But if he doesn't stand a chance, then it's a vote splitter. And then we're going to end up with Menendez for another 6 years.
Well, you know, we've said this before. We've got the link on the website. You need to get registered. And you need to do it now. You can't do it 2 days before the election.
It's on the Gun for Hire Radio website, right on the front. Register or make sure you're registered. I'll tell you right now, someone should contact Carrillo. All of our listeners should go on his Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Should visit his page and say, Mr. Carrillos, we want you to go on Gun for Hire Radio and state your policies with regards to right to self-defense, right to carry, and if the Second Amendment exists or not. Joe Carrillos, K-Y-R-I-L-L-O-S. Come on down to Gun for Hire and let us put your feet to the fire. 1 million New Jersey gun owners, Joe, they could be voting for you in November, and Che could go back to Cuba or Venezuela.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
$250,000 weekly listeners shooting for $1 million.
You know, this just in New Jersey politics from the You're Not Gonna Believe It file. 2 weeks ago, we
wait, poured... that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, people outside of New Jersey are not gonna believe it. We have the mayor of West New York, who a few weeks ago got busted hacking websites of people that were running against him and trying to expose his corruptness, him and his son.
And then that night was on stage at the New Jersey PAC.
He was also, what do you call it, at a parade where he stood in the front.
Of course,
and,
yes.
Now, this week, he resigned from the Democratic Party in New Jersey, and when he left, he stole $20,000 and overdrew the account by $2,000.
Well, if you steal $20,000... and overdraw the account, doesn't that make you president of the Democratic Party?
This is what happens in New Jersey. This is the shit that we deal with every day in the state of New Jersey. And you know what? People just shrug their heads about it.
Yeah.
Right? They just shrug their heads about it. And here's a great one. You know, you talk about, Sandy, the catch and release system in the state of
New Jersey.
Jersey City... Obviously, in Jersey City, Mayor Healy's down in Point Pleasant.
The safest place on earth.
He's still trying to get the bars to stay open. We have a woman in Jersey City that has been arrested and released 50 times. Listen to this, listeners. 50 times she's been booked, 27 prior convictions for shoplifting and other various crimes. Now, they released her on her 50th arrest so she could go home and celebrate the fifth. What, is that your goal? That's a gold, right?
It's
That's your golden arrest.
It's
okay.
A golden arrest.
For her
yes.
golden arrest, she gets out because of our catch and release program. So this spurred me on. I wanted to do a little research in New Jersey about our catch and release program. And believe it or not, we have a woman who's a Republican in the 16th district. Her name is Donna Simon. Now, there's an unknown law. I didn't know it, Sandy, but New Jersey is one of only two states, okay, that has to give bail to everyone, to offer bail, even violent criminals.
Who's the other state?
It doesn't say. It's probably California or New York or Massachusetts. But this woman, Donna Simon, if you live in a Mercer, Hunterdon County area where she comes from.
Call her up.
Call her up, okay? She's a Republican from the 16th district. She's an assemblywoman. Let me tell you something. She has introduced ACR 153 that would allow New Jersey to protect our peaceful communities by guarding against those who have proven capacity to harm innocent people. How un-New Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Where did she
sure
come
she's
from?
From New Jersey?
Okay, she says dangerous defendants belong in jail until they are proven innocent or rehabilitated. They must not be put on our streets, endangering our children, citizens, and families. All right? She says other states provide this protection for good reason. A study by the FBI found that 1 in 6 offenders released on bail commits another crime before trial. No shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, we didn't know that.
We needed a study for
okay?
that. Okay? Right?
These odds essentially play Russian roulette with the safety of our children and family. It's a risk without reward or reason that must be eliminated. Well, Donna, I love you, but, you know, the courts have said we have to release them because of overcrowding, because our prisons have to have so many square foot, air conditioning, cable, TV. My idea of a prison is a big effing hole. Okay, and after you serve your time, we just plow it over.
Right,
but
well,
that's just me.
We do have the shitbaggerator too, as an option.
Again, do you believe it? Injury to insult. Here we are again. We are one of two states that has to release people, even violent criminals. Okay,
or we can put them in Governor Christie's halfway houses, and they can walk away.
Oh, this is another embarrassment. Our listeners, our governor is a big advocate of halfway houses for rehabilitation.
Well, he was a lobbyist, wasn't he?
Yes. Now, our co-host here, Anthony, believes that halfway houses should be in our judges' houses and
yes.
our legislators' houses.
In
okay?
their pool houses.
Correct. Yes. Because if you feel they're rehabilitated,
right?
then they should stay in your house for 6 months
sure.
with your kids.
Right.
Okay. We've had 5,100 people escape from halfway houses since when, Sandy? 7 months? Eight?
Yeah.
No, it's a little less than that. I hate when I don't have that. Since 2005, 5,100 escapees. We're talking about rapists and murderers, too, not just shoplifters like in
Jersey
City.
These are not non-violent offenders. These are violent criminals going to halfway houses. Thank you very much,
yeah.
New Jersey.
Halfway houses for violent criminals and violent offenders. Can you even believe this, that we have to tolerate this?
In a state that disarms its citizens intentionally.
Yeah, well, we don't have a Second Amendment in New Jersey,
no,
remember?
Don't.
Because we're not supposed to defend ourselves. So 5,100 shitbags, catch and release, catch and release, catch and release, and violent offenders too. I mean, holy shit. Where does it end for us in this state? Seriously. And meanwhile, you got Menendez is pushing the Dream Act with Obama because
right.
he needs the vote.
He needs
and
the vote.
Lautenberg is worried about flavored cigars and using his Port Authority Easy Pass for life and shit like that. They are so out of touch.
Yeah.
They are so out of touch of us people. You want to talk about out of touch? West Milford, New Jersey, which is the suburbs, okay? I used to live there. They have a crackdown now because their people are stealing recyclables that people are leaving out on the street.
How good is the economy in Jersey?
Yeah, they're what the town views it is as they're stealing from the town.
How do you steal? It's garbage.
But now, the town owns that garbage, they say, once it's on the curb. But this shows how bad it is now. And I commend the people stealing the recycles because these are probably hardworking
absolutely.
People that have
trying
no
to
income.
Pay the bills.
Their unemployment ran
right.
out. The bottom
right.
fell out.
Right.
So they're getting up 5 o'clock in the morning and they're stealing aluminum recyclables and plastic and paper. And they're bringing it to centers and they're selling it so they can make $20, $15 or whatever to feed their families. Okay?
Dude, you and I worked our way through college like that.
Exactly.
I mean, you imagine being a criminal. criminal now for picking up pipes on the side of the road?
They want to make it criminal that if you steal curbside recycling, they're calling it curbside scavenging. But look at the shape of our economy right now where people have to go out and do this to feed their families. And the town is jealous because the town needs the money.
Okay. Did you see the quote from the police chief? This poor guy, he's got 40-some officers to patrol. I don't know how many...
70 square miles.
70 square miles.
Yep. I used to live there. Second largest town in New Jersey.
So this is where our priorities are.
Sure.
You've got doors being kicked in, armed robbers.
And we're worried about aggressive burglaries.
Yeah.
And this is what we have to worry about.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're worried about people stealing aluminum cans from someone's garbage because the town's not getting more revenue.
You're stealing it from the town.
Yes, that's
and,
good.
You know, government doesn't like anybody stealing from them.
No.
Because they're busy doing it to us. When we come back, I will exercise executive privilege, order 67 again.
Very nice.
F you, Berardi order.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
We rise to our best for fellow man and stars.
We're not back, are we?
Yes, we are.
This segment is sponsored by Vista Parking. Vista Parking.
VistaParking.com.
Yes. If you're flying in and out of Newark International Liberty Airport, right, big name, Newark Airport, if you're flying in or out, VistaParking.com. Check out Tom. Go on their website. Long-term, short-term parking. They take you in an air-conditioned and heated shuttle. They drop you off. When you land, they pick you up. Your car is safe and sound, and you won't get robbed, raped, pillaged, mutilated, folded, or spindled.
At the Newark Airport. Or molested by TSA.
Because it's pretty bad. Here's one that really gets me. There was a home invasion in Philly, right?
Yeah.
And the shitbag shot the dog.
Yeah, this pisses me
off. Okay, Jose, who's one of our back-end guys here that posts everything and maintains our website and all our broadcasts and everything, Jose and I discussed this. We're not happy. No. This was an aggressive... Well, they have home invasion in Philly.
Yes,
this was
do.
A home invasion where it was... three or four men. The homeowner couldn't tell because they were rushed. But the dog was barking, and they shot the dog.
They shot the dog okay. after they robbed and yeah. when they were leaving.
And the dog had to be euthanized.
To me, you know, you absolutely now, that is grounds for the shitbag okay. orator.
Now, if it was up to me, I would put those guys, when I caught them, in a dog cage.
Oh, yeah.
And I would leave him there next to, what's his name? What was that scum football player that
yeah,
tortured
Michael
the dog?
Vick.
Yeah, I'd have him in a cage, too. I'd be feeding him kennel ration every day for the next 10 years, okay?
Yeah, right.
And then I would have the meanest Rottweiler in the world, and I'd strap Vic to one of those dog rape chairs that he had in his house. Wouldn't that be fun? Let's see if you're a tight end yeah. or a wide receiver, Michael Vick.
Yes. Very nice.
You know, they
very
caught,
colorful.
they caught one of the three men linked to the home invasions in Hamilton that we talked about. And these are the ones that assaulted the victims in Hamilton and then stole their cars out of the driveway and took $5,000 in cash and jewelry and everything. But again, he's probably out on bail already.
Of course.
You know,
they tie people up. They put them in the trunk of the car. They steal their
yeah,
stuff.
And you're
and,
out
and he's
the
got
next
a string
day.
Of burglaries behind him, too. For
you know,
which they still haven't even gone after.
You know what else this is really bad about? This cops are bothered by this because they break their asses, risk their life, risk yeah. their freedom, risk being sued if they do something wrong.
Right.
And they arrest a guy and the shitbag's out the next day. Okay?
Yeah, if they don't apologize I mean, to them when they're reading their Miranda rights, you know.
I mean, look at what happens. Like, look at Jersey City. What a melee in Jersey City at a diner the other night.
The safest place on earth.
Again, Gunamon Healy wasn't there. He was in Point Pleasant wearing a lei under a lanai drinking la vodka. Okay? Till very late at night.
Did he have his clothes on this okay. time?
He was,
no.
yeah. For you guys, again, visual, one time when he got into a fight outside of a bar, it was two instances, he was naked.
Yeah.
And if you guys know what I look like, Healy looks like me. And, built like me.
And he is the mayor, still.
He's the mayor of Jersey
of
City.
Of the safest place on earth.
But this, you talk about this, some shitbags got into a gunfight in a diner parking lot. One of the guys freaked out, floored it in reverse, and crushed the other bad guy between a car and a dumpster. Okay?
Great.
You can't make this shit up.
No, you
can't. You
can.
Really can't. No, this is like right out of the movies,
this
you know?
This is really typical Jersey City.
I mean, holy shit. I mean, and to add it, because we live in beautiful New Jersey, someone else was shot in Atlantic City last week.
No, say it's not so.
Shot to death.
Shot to death.
From Mays Landing, wow. They happened to be visiting Atlantic City and got shot to death right off the boardwalk because, you know, Atlantic City is a safe and beautiful place to visit.
Absolutely. Come on down. Enjoy our beaches and boardwalk.
So what do you have better odds? You have better odds of hitting the jackpot or getting killed in Atlantic
oh,
City?
Oh, definitely getting killed, you know.
Is that
definitely getting killed?
Is that
yes.
crazy? It's really unbelievable. Who the hell would want to go there? You know,
yeah.
You know, my Twitter feed, I tweeted like the crime in Atlantic City, and some jackass liberal tweeted back, "Good, stay out of Atlantic City. We don't want you there or your guns."
Oh, really?
Good, good,
okay.
good. Stay
you keep,
down there.
You keep the shitbags and their guns.
Correct.
And the good guys will stay out yeah. with their guns.
Yeah, that was his response. I won't mention his name because I don't want to do something like, you know, like Spike Lee and them do with, you know, tweeting Zimmerman's home address. Right? I don't want innocent people to get hurt. But this jackass, could you imagine this jackass? He writes that down that, you know, we don't want your guns. No, that's right.
Yeah.
Walk around with your head in your ass.
Right, exactly right.
Okay, that's
like
what we want you to do.
Most of you idiots down there do.
Walk around with your head in your ass.
Yeah.
Speaking of head in your ass, we're going to talk a little bit about being prepared later, but an East Rutherford woman, here's a jackass, listeners. She's at the W Hotel in Hoboken. She leaves her purse open on the floor while she's at the bar, and at the end of the night, she goes to pick her purse up, and someone stole $400 out of it. Well, I got to tell you something, honey. You're lucky that's all that's got stolen
absolutely.
From you. Are you an ass?
Idiot.
Seriously. Leave your purse open on the floor. I'm surprised the purse was still there, to be honest with you. I would have taken the whole thing. But could you imagine this shit? We can't
Oh, these people are unbelievable. I had an altercation this morning on my way into the studio with some
really?
Moron. She was stopped at the local food store, okay? So she keeps all the windows to her car wide open. She comes out. She's got a four-year-old kid in tow. So I say to her, ma'am, do you know that there were two carjackings here?
She
there could
care.
Be somebody hiding in the back of your car and
she
you get your
care.
Kid with you. She didn't care.
They don't care.
Totally.
People don't care. They have their head in their ass.
Absolutely.
They do not care.
Yeah.
This segment is sponsored by Prism Electronics. PrismElectronics.com. You want to call Dean if you need an alarm for your house. And let me tell you something. If you live in New Jersey, you need an alarm for your house. Okay? PrismElectronics.com. Do not forget it. Set it.
United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment's brought to you by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com.
Frank has been doing a lot at the grassroots level, as well as all the other volunteers and members. No one makes a dime off of this organization.
Right.
And it's NJ2AS.com, ladies and gentlemen.
$35 a year, cheaper than a back waxing.
You know, Frank hates that.
He hates it. That's why we do it.
You all remember it, don't you?
Yes, right.
NJ2AS.com, cheaper than a back waxing. And I'll tell you what, you really need to join. When you go on the NJ2AS.com website, there's a page for you to join. You can also join the Facebook page, NJ2AS, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Frank or one of the other members will approve you to come on in and we chat.
It's a pretty lively chat, too.
You do not have to live in New Jersey to be a member.
Right.
I belong to many state organizations that I do not live in those states because I believe it's important
exactly
to
support
them. I'm a member of JPFO and I'm not Jewish, but I believe in rights to own guns. So I would really implore you to join. Make sure you tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you, because Frank is a cheap bastard and he wants to make sure his money's being spent well. So, but he has a big heart.
He does have
a big
heart.
And we've gotten a bunch of emails this week of people who joined because of us listening. And, you know, we're not going to stop this madness and this craziness unless we have NJ2AS and the NRA and the SAF and ANJRPC. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. Frank, we need voices.
Yep, the first time I talked to Frank, I met him 2 years ago, he said, you know, we have to be like the hammer and anvil type approach. And he's right, because everybody's, you know, Scott is in the middle of litigation with ANJ. NJRPC. NJ2S is going to the Trenton meeting. Scott is meeting with legislators. Frank is meeting with legislators. Last week, he met with a woman who sponsored this crazy bill for guns on schools and BB guns and airsoft guns. So he's busting his ass out there, and the rest of the board from the NJ2AS is busting it. Show your appreciation for $35 friggin' dollars. All of you hairy bears out there, can you please skip one nail appointment or one back waxing and join the NJ2AS? There is power in numbers, people.
That's all. That's where the power is, and they're not going to listen to anything but sheer numbers, sheer force.
We have to start holding these politicians' feet to the fire, or we have to move to New Hampshire. Evan, make room.
Okay. Evan should send in money just to stop us from moving to New Hampshire.
You know, we had a cop go schizo in Clifton.
Yeah.
And
Roid rage.
They believe it's roid rage.
It was a Clifton cop, but he did it in Doylestown, PA.
He had a house in PA and his estranged wife. He had a fight. He barricaded himself in. He ended up after an 18-hour standoff. You know, he fired shots outside and everything. Yeah. But they think it was steroid rage. And, you know, we've all seen videos of cops beating the crap out of people for jaywalking and stuff like that. So, you know, I saw a picture of the cop. He had no neck.
No, he had no neck.
He had no neck. Yeah, he was a big. No, I wouldn't want to take a punch from him.
No, I would not.
So, you know.
Although he probably has testicles about the size of peanuts.
Reminds me of the pistachio commercial.
But, you know, what gets me is these are the guys that the Brady Bunch says are the only ones who should be carrying weapons.
Correct. They're the only ones that have guns, and we're supposed to have our pee-pee in our hand when someone breaks into our house at 2 o'clock in the morning when the average response time is 14 minutes. You know, we're getting tons and tons of letters and emails from people all over the country. The majority are from New Jersey, but a lot more are coming in from Texas and Idaho and Pennsylvania. It's amazing that, you know, we're really spreading out there in the cyber world. But,
why, I don't know.
my buddy Bobby Perino sent me this extensive email. Bobby, by the way, you know, a sentence is not supposed to be comprised of 19,000 words. Okay? I'm having a hard time here. But he said he listened to 54, and we gave the listeners good tips, you know, about home invasions occurring, like when you're in the house sleeping. And he's bringing it to our attention that, you know, sometimes you're not in the house. You're downstairs
he was talking
or whatever.
With his cop buddies.
And police chief and two detectives. He has them listening to our show now, which is good. And they talk about whole alarm systems and, you know, how we should be prepared all the time. And, Bob, we've talked about this in earlier shows. I know you're catching up, but, you know, visualization and mindset. You should have safe rooms set up on the ground level too, because you're right. A home invasion or a break-in could happen during the day, so you need to be able to retreat somewhere. I wear my gun all the time when I'm in the house. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon, someone smashes in the door. Like I said, shot in the temple, and then I go back to eating my linguine. You know, but that's just me. But you're right. We have to have a plan. People have to set their alarm. We talk about this all the time.
Right.
When Dean was on the show, people have alarms. They don't set them because it's a nuisance. Okay, your phone.
It's more of a nuisance when the door gets kicked in.
Correct. I just had Warren Z come on, take a private lesson from me. He's trying to turn his wife. She keeps her cell phone wherever.
Wow. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order three and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain, despite the fact that the governor doesn't like it.
And this episode is sponsored by Attorney General Eric Holder. He has a special message. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. You know, Bobby also wrote that criminals break in during the day as much as they do at night. So once again, he wanted to thank us for a great job. He's spreading it. He's one of these dedicated guys that keeps spreading our show to people. And we want all of you to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
please.
We talk about visiting our sponsors, Napin and Milcom, right, and all of them. But pass the word. Anyone you know that believes in the Constitution, Second Amendment, libertarian, gun, hunter, whatever, pass it on. You know,
especially your non-gun friends.
Correct. I have an email here from Sam Kerner, who's a student of ours, okay? And he wanted to, you know, say that he appreciates the work we do at Gun for Hire. And he wanted to talk about, you know, he talks about our show. He says our show is credible, resonating, and funny. I know, Sandy, he needs to get a life. He's like, if you want to hear the truth, defend the Second Amendment, and learn how to protect your family, then listen in and take some classes at Gun for Hire. Thanks, Sam, for that plug. It was only after listening to Anthony and Sandy that I have come to appreciate the power of our Second Amendment rights and the forces today that are doing everything they can to take away our rights. Listen to the show, join the NRA, the ANJRPC, the NJ2AS, and be thankful to two very smart and funny guys are willing to stick their necks out for the right that protects each and every other right we have. Finally, vote. And yes, it's okay to be a single-issue voter. I'm amazed at how many people I have met at gun ranges in New Jersey who don't vote, aren't members of a two-way organization, and have no idea how powerful those in the anti-gun minority have become through a long-term agenda of deception.
Amen.
All right, he says, thank you, Anthony and Sandy, for waking us up and fighting for us, okay?
You know, that is
Sammy
my
the Bull.
Pet peeve, Sammy the Bull. Thank you, Sammy. And he brought up a very important pet peeve of mine. He's absolutely right. You go to the ranges in Jersey, and most of the people you meet have no clue what's going on.
Nope.
They have no clue what is at work to take our rights away, and they're not politically involved at all. You know, this is not a politically based show, but you cannot, especially in this state, separate politics with gun
calling.
Owners. Is that Eric Holder? That's the red phone ringing.
Yes, it's definitely Eric Holder calling.
That's great. So, you know,
he's right. Sammy the Bull is right here.
Right.
Wake up, everybody. Spread. Listen, Gun for Hire Radio. You got to see the shit I have to endure. Half my family thinks I'm going to get killed for sticking my neck out. Seriously.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm not kidding. I get shit every day. For every three people that approach me and commend us for what we're doing, I get an effing weirdo slipped in.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay?
It's just the way it is.
I got
is,
a couple of fatal attractions. Listen, how come none of my fatal attractions look like Kim Basinger 25 years ago?
Huh? Yeah, they're all like iron workers.
No, this new fatal attraction I have looks like Sam Kinison during the fat years. Okay? He's my new fatal attraction.
That's great.
All right, what the fuck? Anyway, I mean, seriously, I get these people that are approaching me. I'm walking my dog. Guy pulls over his car. I'm high profile, my cars and shit. He gets out. He starts walking with me while I'm walking a dog to discuss shit that we talked about on the show.
This surprises you?
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Seminar in every show, Anthony.
That's what I'm told. Everybody thanks me for my tips, but they just roll off my tongue like Felix Roque.
What, 30 years? It's, it comes out, it just comes out of your pores.
31 years. It's amazing.
You're old.
I am. The Sam Kinison guy that's following me doesn't think so.
He like you.
You got to see some of the emails I get that I can't talk about on air.
No, we can't talk about those.
got an email from Josh Sager, who wants his prints done for his Florida carry and their paper prints. You know, New Jersey does electronic prints now, and most towns are very reluctant to do paper prints. And right away they want to know, you want a carry permit?
Yeah.
And they give you a hard time about it. Well, we do them at Gun for Hire at all six locations on our road show for Utah and Florida, and you don't have to come to us for the training, but we'll do your prints for you for a nominal fee. And I started that because 8 years ago when I applied for my Florida carry, the town I was living in currently wouldn't do my prints.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah,
and exactly, I figured out the loophole and we exploited it. And so we do that here. And, you know, that's one of our goals with Gun for Hire, is to try to do stuff to accommodate everybody, because our hands are tied. You know, I'm not going to beat a dead horse here, but more and more on our Gun for Hire and NJ2S Facebook pages, people are complaining that their departments are putting barricades up. New guy from New Brunswick area just had a thing where he had a form from the police department. They told him every 5 years he has to get a new firearms ID card. State law says your firearms ID card is good forever. They put in a piece of paper that every 5 years you have to go through the whole renewal process again. Totally illegal and unconstitutional.
Unbelievable.
If it wasn't for organizations like NJ2AS, it would be...
They'd get away with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now Frank is aware of it, and they're going to be getting on it. So, again, a plug, but just to talk about, this is what we're up against every day. Every town, another guy emailed me, they sent a letter to his job verifying employment and saying that he was going to buy guns, which is illegal.
Right.
You're only supposed to verify employment in the state of New Jersey, okay? And what happens is, it's bad enough our laws are bad, but then our police chiefs and the permit officers, they do whatever the F they want.
So now, in New Jersey, if you're unemployed, does that mean you lose the right to self-protection?
No, you just put down unemployed, and they don't verify employment. I told you, I'm self-employed. Whippany sends me a letter to verify employment. They send it to Anthony Colandro to verify Anthony Colandro, and I sign it. And I asked the permit officer, Sam, one day, he goes, well, the chief wants it in the file.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Right. I'll play this game.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
At least it's not bad like these other towns that put up these roadblocks. And NJ2AS has had some major victories and many more to come. So again, we need organizations like that. Otherwise, we might as well just put welcome on our back and lay on the ground.
You're absolutely
and let
right.
the politicians wipe their feet on us.
Well, look at what NJ2AS did with with Asbury Park.
Oh,
they made them toe the line right away.
But you're and many, many other towns too.
Yes.
And there's more that we don't even know about.
Right.
And we're going to go after it statewide.
It's horrible. We have to. We need to band together. We need our listeners to band together. We need our listeners to reach out and get this show even more popular than
Correct.
It really is. But among your non-gun friends as well as your gunny friends, when you're at the range, tell the people around there just to listen to the show, if for no other reason than to waste part of their lives.
Correct. That's nice. You know, I'm so fed up sometimes. I want to move, but I like the sport of fighting here because I want to stand on top of the pile of the rubble of our politicians and go, ha-ha, F you all.
Right.
But sometimes it's kind of discouraging.
It is discouraging. And I think we get a lot of encouragement from the listeners, and that helps us get through the day.
I need a nap.
I'll take one.
Fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shipbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shipbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shipbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the ship bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, ship bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice ship bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest ship bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shipbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size ship bag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shipbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shipbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shipbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shipbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shipbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by. Why don't you take us back?
To?
Here.
All right, back. Welcome back to Gun for Hire Radio. Listen and spread it around, bitches, because we're in trouble in New Jersey. We got an election coming in November. We're going to look like shit if we don't get everybody mobilized.
Listen.
Was that good?
And spread it around, bitches. Oh, don't let him do this anymore.
Sorry. I got a letter from a guy who's taken some classes. He said, "Hey, Aunt, we spoke on the phone regarding my wife taking your Be Prepared course tomorrow in Belleville," which she did last week. "I'm sending this email to you to enroll her, and I'm requesting that you forward this email to Detective Mac." And he wrote, "My wife's name is Beep, and she is, to put it mildly, extremely skeptical of the idea that she needs to take a course like this. We talk all the time, women are a liability."
Yeah.
"He wrote, it has consumed a lot of his energy to get her to take this class, and I know Detective Mac will be on his game. He was extremely impressed with Mac for the simulations course he took a couple of weeks ago, which is our home invasion prep force on force. His wife is taking this course. His wife taking the course is his last chance of challenging her views. As far as she's concerned, she's doing him a huge favor by taking the course, and I will owe her big time for taking the time for her doing it." We know. Listen.
Yeah, we know
we
the
know
drill.
This, okay.
You know how
all
many
right.
dinners I've bought to get my wife to take the pen class, or
And you know, he says he just hopes that she'll get to learn how to lock the door and, you know, watch the kids when they go to the bus stop. We know this, guys. Listen. Women are a liability. Kids are a liability. They think it's never going to happen to them. Everything is a statistic. You know, the housewife they find dead in a dumpster, that was a random thing that could never happen to them.
Right, right.
You know, the woman that is abducted at gunpoint is a random thing that could never happen to them, which we all know is bullshit.
Right.
And I'm glad that you talked her into it, and we did our best to turn her, and I'll be reporting on it in a week or two when he gets back to me. But You know, it's bad out there. Everything we report, we're only reporting a small percentage of the crime that takes place.
Yeah, we don't have the time. We could take an entire show just reporting crime after crime.
Would just be a crime show, you know, where we're talking about it. And, you know, basically our politicians are doing a good enough job with that now anyway. And, you know, they believe just more laws on the books. But what good are laws on the books if you know, 5,100 escape from halfway houses and the rest have a catch-and-release prison program? We could have all the laws on the books if we're not going to, you know, incarcerate them and shitbaggerate them, then what do we really give a shit? You know?
I like the second option.
Me too. You got a woman that's arrested 50 times. Give me a break.
Well, you know, seriously.
A drunk driver, 5 arrests in 6 weeks.
Right.
I mean, and he smashed a school bus on his 6th one. And he's out again. You know? Remember we had the other guy that was out on 3 bails and committed a crime? Now he's out on 4 bails.
Well,
okay?
Hey, we've had police chiefs who have killed people and are still working. So.
No comment. Anyway, so, you know, this is the kind of shit that we have to deal with in this totally corrupt state. You know, where's our governor right now? As the last food fat truck pulled out of Rutgers, he was clinging to the back of it in a comedic way, okay? His white shirt, his gray pants, his tie was flapping in the wind, and he was holding on to the last food truck in Rutgers. He's so pissed that they're going to take the Rutgers school system and everything and break it up now.
Yeah.
Okay. All dependent on the fat trucks in Rutgers. So
that's great.
If you listeners from out of state don't know what that is, Google fat trucks in Rutgers, and they'll talk about the food trucks. Food cooked by these disgusting people that don't bathe. And...
But we eat there regularly.
Yes. And all the sandwiches have like a pound of greasy French fries on them.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be for the college kids to eat like while they're studying to cheat on their midterms and shit like that. Or before they go out and drink date rape drugs or whatever else may be going on in our society.
Oh, the college days.
Or videotaping someone who might be gay and then having him go kill himself or something like that. So...
Which never happens in New Jersey.
Not in New Jersey. Yeah, Darun Ravi got a day in jail. You know, coming in here this morning, a woman in a burqa cut me off and almost put me into a guardrail. And for a second, I was pissed because she was such a shitty driver. But then I realized, hey, her last car was probably an effing camel.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get some... feel it right now.
Oh, just what I need. More hate mail. Bring it on, bitches. Bring it on.
Okay, let's change subject. So what's going on over at Gun for Hire Academy, speaking of training?
6 locations and mobile training. Gun for Hire will deliver if you want.
Are you
going to
get those food trucks that come over to
you? I'm
going to
get my own Gun for Hire fat truck, baby. We have on the 28th of June certified executive protection level 2. I don't even remember anymore, Sandy. You know that? This is really bad. Oh, Friday. This Friday, 6:29, Gun for Hire Radio at
Bangers in Winslow.
You're
going to be there.
Evan the Man Knappen will be there signing books of the New Jersey Gun Bible. We will be taping a show there. Come on down, 7 o'clock at night. Check out the beautiful facility. Check out Bangers. You're going to love it. On July 15th, defensive pen class. Learn how to kill with a Bic pen.
Very,
I did.
Very nice. I did too.
On the 22nd of July, Urban Carbine 1 at Cedar Grove. We're also having a concealed carry class for all CCW holders, resident and non-resident, to kick your ass. On July 28th, Home Invasion, Level 1 and Level 2, simmunitions. We will shoot you, and you will shoot back. On July 28th,
I like the way you put that.
I love that. NRA refused to be a victim seminar in Belleville. Please remember to save the date, October 13th, 2012, at the Rosewood in Edison. We will have a webpage. The Bullet Hole and Gun for Hire will have a webpage soon for purchasing tickets and reserving them. So don't freak out, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming soon. Remember, we have Gun for Hire on Facebook page. We also have the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook, which has a few thousand members. You'll love it. We also have the Gun for Hire app, which will be available on Android. It's available on iPhone right now. It'll be available on Android. Ivan, thank you. I found out the delay wasn't Ivan. Of course, it was Matt, the art guy. Thank you, Matt, for holding Ivan and I up, and everyone who wants the Android app for the group therapy.
We'll be broadcasting his home phone number soon.
By the way, it's one of the most downloaded apps on iTunes, by the way, the group therapy app.
Sweet.
It's like having a pocket-sized Anthony.
Yeah, that's a scary thought, huh?
Listen, just like Josh asked before, if you want to get your Utah or Florida non-resident CCW, or you need your print, notary or photo, or you need the applications, we have it all at Gun for Hire. If you want to be an NRA certified instructor or certified range safety officer, just ask. All Gun for Hire alumni can retake any class for half price. And of course, the Gun Guy, we're looking out the window of the studio right now. Jimmy the Gun Guy is building an AR for William Beatty from the New York Giants. He's a left tackle. He's huge.
He's a huge
They're building
guy.
A custom AR that William Beatty and his brother-in-law specced out, two of them. He's done almost 150 custom ARs. Come on down and learn how to build your own. And I'm out of here, bitches.
Please send him the hate mail. Well, it looks like you did it again. You wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the Pocket Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. See you next week. My home.